Joining me on the phone today is an immense talent, conductor, musician, performer, composer, Canadian conductor, maestro. Alain Trudel is music director of l'Orchestre Symphonique de Laval, also principal youth and family conductor of the National Arts Center Orchestra. And just recently, in addition to his incredible biography of having performed at the helm of orchestras from the UK, the USA, Hong Kong, Latin America, he is now the interim artistic director of the Brat Music Festival. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Thank you, Daniel. Very nice to talk to you.
It's nice to talk to you. You know, the last time we spoke, can you imagine? It was nearly a quarter of a century ago. Do you still remember that concert?
Oh, yeah. We had a very nice concert together in Windsor.
In Windsor. That's right. Windsor Symphony. I think I was about 18 years of age. Incredible. And you did such an amazing job with that orchestra. I remember, you know, everybody came in like everybody does before a coffee, you know, in the morning. And boy, you got that tempo, that vibrant rhythm in all those orchestral members.
Oh, well, thanks. I mean, we have such fabulous musicians in Canada. I mean, all over the country we have, but especially all along the 401, it's really exceptional talent there.
Yeah. Now, tell us about this new position, because your crew at the Brat Music Festival, they wrote to me. You know, we were supposed to have Boris Brat come in Collingwood to do our festival, to conduct at our festival this year. He came last year. I had just spoken with him on the phone. You know, a tragic passing to lose such a visionary. But your team said, hold on, you know, just take a deep breath. We've got somebody amazing coming, but we can't tell you yet. And you know, and then they said, it's Alain Trudel. And I nearly fell off my chair. I thought, wow, that's amazing.
Well, you know, I've been a friend of the family for almost 40 years.
Wow.
I started my career, you know, you were talking that when you were 18 years old and we played together. And when I was a teenager, I played in the McGill Chamber Orchestra, which is now Orchestre Classique de Montréal.
Yes.
And that was the orchestra that Boris' father started, Alexander.
Alex, yes.
And I played my first concerto with him, actually, my professional concerto, like, you know, hired and paid to play a concerto with orchestra on a trombone. And he was the first one gave me a break, gave me a chance, an opportunity. And I also played in the orchestra for this year. So I started, you know, my relationship with the family at that time. I met Boris, of course, but that's a long time ago. So we go back quite some time, and as you notice, I still don't talk about him at the past tense. It's he's still with
That's
us.
That's it.
Yeah. Yeah, no, he's just, his spirit is here, and we've had, you know, a very good, it's rare among conductors, because we're a very competitive bunch, and, you know, there's a lot of people that try out for all these positions, and, yes. You know, you always, people are always trying to say, oh, well, I'm better than this person, that person, but with Boris, it was never like that. We've always been very, very, not just friendly, but we collaborated a lot. I came to the festival many times as a guest conductor, and also I've given some master class in the festival. So I knew the festival very well. I completely was impressed and enamored with the mission that they have here, because, you know, there are a lot of orchestras that do training orchestras in the world, but I still cannot find one in the world that has this complete training. You do classical music, yes, you know, the big symphonies, like we're playing Beethoven's ninth symphony this week,
oh, that's a big one.
Yeah, it's a big one. It's the opening of the festival, and they're actually renaming the hall in Hamilton. Boris brought the concert.
I heard about that.
Yeah,
phenomenal. Yes, what a tribute. Well deserved.
But the big thing here is that they also learn to do musicals. They also learn. They do fully stage opera, fully stage musical. This year is The Sound of Music, and the opera is Cinderella. And they do a rock concert, they do a pop concert, they do, you know, some jazz. So you actually learn the craft you need to learn. You know, you need to know all these aspects of your craft as a musician to earn a living, in at least in North America, you know?
Boris was famous for that. Yeah, he would break the boundaries. And I love that note that you included in your welcome to the Boris Brat Festival. Welcome to our 35th season. There's just a wonderful picture of you together with Boris on there. And then you say, Boris poured his heart, soul, and musical genius into our season.
Absolutely. And this season, actually, he programmed the entire season because, you know, he was taken, as we know, a very unfairly way. But he had programmed everything because it was in April. So by then, everything is programmed. And so basically, we're just executing his wishes and his ideas that he had. But, you know, this festival, once you come here as a participant, all the players in the orchestra, I mean, they're professional already. But, you know, you know to win a job, you know, like to win an audition. But, you know, you can get tenure after that, which is the year that the tryout year. And after that's when some people get in trouble because they don't sight read so well. They cannot play rock and roll. They cannot play jazz. They're only good at playing, you know, well, only good. They're great at playing symphonic repertoire, but you need to be able to play everything that has an orchestra, you know, included in. And then some of that in America, especially in Canada and the United States, you know, we have pop shows, rock shows, all kinds of things.
That's right.
Yeah, and then you bring that flexibility to your symphonic playing. Which
yes,
is actually very
important.
Yeah, because you can turn on a dime. You can turn a corner whoop, on a dime because you're used to following other kinds of music and other people.
Well, you certainly have experience. You were conductor of the Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra. So also the National Youth Orchestra of Canada since 2006. So we're in good hands here.
Oh, yeah. And I love working with young players, young professionals. I did the TSYO, Toronto Symphony Youth Orchestra, for 8 years. I did five times the National Youth Orchestra. So it's something that's very dear to me, and I think it's important. Like, you know, somebody like Boris, for example, he could have very well just do anything that he wants. Stay in Italy all summer, do opera, go around and conduct as guest conductor, and he did that, of course. But, you know, he decided to spend a lot of time, you know, just being a mentor to a young Canadian talent, and that's very important. So I have that inside of me too. So I felt like we talked about that a lot. Boris and I, you know, how do we care for our next generation, the generation that's already there, right? They really need to have opportunities, and at the same time, while you give those opportunities, you create a very nice program for the community. You know, people can come, like I said, hear that Beethoven 9, and especially in Collingwood, because you're going to play, and that's going to be a great concert.
Oh, I can't wait. Yes, coming up, what is it, 11 days to go, Saturday, July 9th.
Yeah.
We're doing Rhapsody in Blue.
Yeah,
what
Rhapsody
a great
in
way
Blue.
To kick off the summer.
Yeah, Rhapsody in Blue, Appalachian Spring. I mean, I'm bringing music by Jacques Couture, a fellow Canadian. It's the river that goes through Trois-Rivières, which is his native native land, and this is a piece that's if people want to check it out, they can go on Spotify. It's on an album I did with my orchestra in Laval, and it was a nomination for a Juno, so it's good music.
Fantastic. And I'm just looking at the stats here: 35 years of the Brat Music Festival, 1,700 over musicians engaged, 850 soloists, over 600 concerts, 408 Canadian compositions. I mean, talk about inspiring youth. This is a machine, just an incredible system.
Well, they have a wonderful team. I mean, we have a wonderful team. So it takes a lot of people, you know, behind the scenes to make this work.
Alain Trudel, thank you so much for joining us today. I can't wait to play with you at our festival coming very soon. That's July 9th. For more information and tickets, collingwoodfestival.com. Also, already happening in just, 2 days? You have your first concert for the Brat Music Festival. First Ontario Concert Hall, Hamilton, the Beethoven Symphony No. 9. How exciting. For more information on that, head to bratmusic.com. That's bratmusic.com. Thank you so much for taking your time and joining us today.
Looking forward to seeing you, Daniel, making music together.
Absolutely. Take care. Thanks for coming on the Jukebox today. Have a great afternoon.